1-800-521-CARE or visit care.org.
Miami, here we go. That's right, don't act like you didn't know. You're listening to us. Hot 105.
It's all about Alfie. Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you thought it count, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And only fools are kind. Alfie. Then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe, there's a heaven above. Alfie, I know. Something much more. Something even now believers can believe in. I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, we just exist. Until you find the love you missed, you're nothing, Alfie. When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live, always local, always entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Bad politicians are sent to Washington by good people who don't vote. That was William E. Simon, and I am Jill Tracy. Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show. Each and every Sunday night from 11 to 1, we highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of the world with you and an engaging panel of guests. And I invite you to join the conversation at 888-550-9105. Bringing us in tonight, the amazing Miss Nancy Wilson. And my jewels tonight are from William E. Simon, who was the Secretary of Treasury under Nixon, but is most famously known as the pioneer of the leveraged buyout, which sparked the quote of the 80s, "Greed is good." In 30 seconds or less, his company would invest small amounts of money in a business, including all of their debt, right, to seal the deal. Then they would sell off that debt to the stockholders like it was real cash, and then sell off little pieces of the business, slash jobs, and other short-term fixes to make it look like they were making money. And then they'd sell it all off. Which is sort of like inviting your boy to stay at your house because he's down on his luck and then he's sleeping with your wife. I'm just saying. But those words of wisdom came for him, which means that there's proof that there is something redeemable in even the deplorables. And this just in, FBI Director James Comey says lawmakers, the agency is still of the opinion that Hillary Clinton, soon to be Madam President of the United States of America, should not face criminal charges. I can't wait to get into that one. What is that? Sorry, false alarm. We thought we had something and we don't. First of all, who has 650,000 emails on a laptop? I'm just saying. Let's just start there. Anyway, are we going to bring it home again? Did we take all of our souls to the polls? I know I took mine. That's coming up. But first, the Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience is here, finally, this Saturday, November 12th, at Calder. With me tonight to discuss, Councilwoman Lisa Davis.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm good. Before we say anything else, I just want to make sure that everybody get out on Tuesday and go and vote. If you didn't do it already, you need to get out on Tuesday and go and vote.
Now, do we have numbers yet? Do we know how many? Because, I was watching CNN, and they said they kind of had, a tally of 600,000 had already voted in, at 600,000 still, already voted in Florida. That's good stuff. So we turned out some souls to the polls.
Yes.
Big Man Kelly, who's in the building tonight, was all over Broward. And those of you who, I put up a post on Facebook Live this morning, because after I took my soul to the poll, I had concentrated on the, Mark gave me the heads up on the judges, because I was at home trying to really, research judges. And he was like, no, I just Googled, and I just looked for, the party affiliation, something good they did. So if they didn't do anything good, I was like, that worked really well for me today. But some of them, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of judges, 17. Were there that many in Dade? No. Yeah, we had the state judges, and it was 17 other judges. I'm like, Jesus Christmas. But, Ballotopedia is going to be your friend at the polls. So, Lisa Davis, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It smells good in here.
You smell the food?
I do.
Good.
You always bring lots of goodies. Now, you just did you did an event over the weekend.
Actually, today we did.
Oh my God, that was earlier today.
Yes, with the medium with sponsors. It was a great event, well attended.
At Calder.
Had a great time at Calder. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so now also with you tonight is Miss Anisha Randolph. How are you, sunshine?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Always a pleasure to see you. And Chef Cecil, executive chef of Juanita's Catering. How are you, sir?
Blessed and breathing. How are we doing?
Blessed and breathing. Yes, that's the new one. Thank you, Cecil. I am good. You have it smelling very fragrant over here. What are you over? I mean, where did Adrian go? So you all can see. Well, he is just doing the thing right now. So now, will you be competing in the Master Chef?
Yes, I will.
I love it. Will you be doing the dish you're doing right now?
No, it'll be a mystery basket, so it'll be a surprise.
Oh, that's right. You could get, cow's feet and evaporated milk and
But I'm an
feathers.
International chef, so I'm very excited.
you will make something happen. So Lisa, now tell us. Now, people have had lots of lead up to the event. You got a great piece in the Miami Times this week.
Yes.
About the festival.
Experience.
That too.
Experience.
Exactly. The wine and food experience. Well, you were very certain that you did not want it called a festival. You wanted it to be an experience.
Correct.
So share with us what the distinction is.
The distinction is this. I've been to many food and wine festivals, mm-hmm. and they're nice, but I wanted mine to be something different, and I wanted it to be an experience that you would remember. So that's why I wanted to call it the Wine and Food Experience, because with any good experience, of course, you will want more. So
yes.
I'm hoping that the people will come back. Once they get this experience on Saturday, they'll be looking forward to next year's experience.
Well, last year was great, even with the rain. We ran out of the rain and ran right back over there. So now this year you have several celebrity chefs that will be judging the competition.
I do.
And do you want to share?
Of course. We have G. Garvin, who is a wonderful, wonderful chef. I know everybody knows that. And then we have the fantastic Marcus Samuelson, who's going to be there judging our chefs for this event. So I'm excited about those chefs. And can I mention Mr. Rucker from Greenleaf. He's going to be there as well. He's going to host with me, along with the band, A. Randolph, the Smash Room, who I love, and our DJ, of course, Thomas Hopper. They're going to bring the music, the sound. It's going to be fun.
And it's at Calder. Now, Calder is kind of redone.
They're building. They're building. Yes, they are. They're building.
So, right. Yes. But we're going to be in the part that's already.
We're going to be in the good part, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Mark,
of course.
Are you going to the Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good, Mark.
Okay, so
good.
Now,
good.
This is lovely. Okay, now this is familiar. This is a dragon fruit.
Yes, ma'am. Good job.
And I have a little grapefruit. Perfect
little
for the
orange.
Middle of the night.
Yeah, you
got to
tell us what it is.
Mm. Well, you know, we're providing an experience for the Food and Wine Festival. Mm. So.
Okay.
Experience. So instead of just bringing you fruit, you get to see it.
It's beautiful. So now you can have some.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so now, so the dragon fruit, now what would you typically use this in? Because I think a lot of people, when they see this, I'll put it on Facebook Live so you can see a little piece of it. It looks like grits with pepper in it.
Yeah.
After you left it in the pot too long.
I want some.
Well, there's actually two beautiful kinds of dragon fruit. There's mm-hmm. the red one, and this one's the white one. For mm-hmm. its very soft flavors, I'd probably make it with a salad, maybe like an arugula salad with some spiciness to it.
Yeah.
Give a little bit of texture and a little bit of different flavor profiles.
Because when you see it in the store, it's like pink and green. It looks like an AKA fruit. When you see it in the
very
store,
spiky,
but when you cut it,
spiky,
right?
Yeah.
And, but when you cut it open, it's black and white kind of yeah. peppered. Okay, so it's good for a salad.
Yeah.
So would you do that with a little arugula?
Little red,
like what? You know what always interests me about chefs and about cooking, and I think that one of the great things about going to Food and Wine experiences is that you learn a little bit about working with different spices.
Mm-hmm.
Chef Irie, who's also here, how are you? What the guan boy?
Oh man, what's going on, Jim?
Chef Irie was the first person like I had this like in-depth conversation with about spices and how you learn to mix what goes with what. Like, how do you know how to, you know, put spices together? Like,
well, for me, it's been I guess a journey, if you would. And for most chefs, you are developing a library of sorts as you progress through your culinary journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about taste, remembering, recollecting, and remembering what really goes with what, you know, over the times that you've been cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we tend to experiment a lot.
Do you all keep those ideas? Like the other day, I came up on, I put shredded chicken and cucumbers and dill.
Mm-hmm.
In a, you know, a little bowl, and it worked.
So you got two
so
things
like,
in
oh,
your
okay,
bowl that
keep
goes
that
together.
One.
You got dill and cucumber that go
right.
very well.
Right,
so,
and I thought, and let's just
the
throw
chicken
the chicken
is
in there
basically
and see what
a foil, you know, for those two ingredients, so everything just sort of balances out, and I guess you probably add some acid and some sweetness and all that good stuff. So, and that's one of the things that you got to remember about food. Everything is always in balance, not just food, but your life as well. So we treat our life just as we do food. Everything must be in balance for it to be appreciated and to taste darn good.
Now, is it true if you put too much salt in something and you stick a potato in there, it'll suck it up?
Yes,
it seems like, no, that's not true.
All of it, it does work to a certain extent, yes, but, you know, if you put too much salt, you just put
just
too
done.
Much salt.
You should just start over.
So there's only so much that a potato can do. So is either you're going to start over, or
right.
you... What is that season? Suck it up.
So now some patrons that are coming to the Wine and Food will be able to sample. You don't have to like buy a ticket and all of that. Once you get in there, your ticket price is all of the sampling of all of the drinks and all of the food and everything.
One ticket, one price, one experience.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay, so now who else is performing? Is the violinist coming back this year?
Yes, he is. Jared is coming back, and he's going to perform while they're cooking like he did last year.
Oh, okay,
year.
Awesome.
Yes, I'm going to have that as well. So I'm excited about the whole event, what's going on in the great city of Miami Gardens. Long time coming. So glad it came through, and this is our second year. I hope to get everybody to support this sitting back there as
yes,
well.
Yes, everybody in the barbershop will be there.
Still in the brain. Mr. Bullitt, I hope I have you guys support. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there on Saturday. November 12th from 7 to midnight. You're going to have a great time. Great food. G. Garvin.
Now, how did they get out of not cooking? How did G. Garvin get out of not cooking?
He's going to be helping me. He's going to be sampling. He's going to tell them what they need to do and don't need to do.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to be doing that.
Okay, so now who are the chefs that he's going to be judging?
The chefs are Chef Anthony, of course, Chef Cecil, mm-hmm. who I love. Yes, Chef Cecil. Who are our other chefs, people?
Chef Manny.
Anthony?
Chef Manny. Manny. And Chef, we have a Hispanic chef, Chef Danny, who just came aboard.
Okay.
So we're going to have all
Danny from down south?
The flavor.
The woman?
No.
He's
in Miami Gardens.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Miami Gardens. Mm-hmm. Great.
So did you have to, be a resident of Miami Gardens? Okay.
No. But we just found him. I was looking for a flavor, not only African American, Hispanic, Asian, whoever wants to come and apply can apply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want it to be an international thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not about us. It's about all
so
of us.
So he's doing, So he's doing, well, all of our food is kind of everybody.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of everything.
And to have that flavor, and you want to invite other ethnicities out.
Other than, you know, those things that are native to my melanin, I do like some good Thai on quite a regular basis.
I hear that. Okay.
Right. Yeah, so we definitely need to get some Thai and Vietnamese. I'm getting really into pho. I know you all are familiar with pho. I'm like really getting into chicken pho. I can't do the beef yet still.
No.
Something about the meat just not being in a soup and not being cooked. I can't do yet. But I do love a good pho. Chicken pho.
Okay.
Yeah. If you haven't been to a nice Vietnamese restaurant, there's several here for
you. Should try the beef, though, because, you know, the beef, you're cooking the chicken before you actually, you know, eat it. So the beef is cut so thinly by the time it hits that broth.
Yeah,
it's good.
And
yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, and any soup that you eat, and it's always about the broth. If the broth, the broth does not get in there, that's where the heart is.
Look here. I won't tell my story, but I found a place where I love the broth so much. I go and I'm like, I want the broth, put the wontons on the side, and I deconstruct them when I get home and feed the little pork that's inside to the dogs. You know, the whole system we got going on in the house.
Okay.
But, so now $75, one ticket, one price, one experience.
Yes.
And it kicks off at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Okay. And so is there a dress code?
Yes. Sophisticated, glamorous, and fancy. That's dress code.
Fancy.
No sneakers, no sandals, no jeans. Come looking your best.
Okay. Well, you
not your church best, but look your best.
Right.
Look your best.
Okay, so, and the Sweet Freak competition. Now, ooh. I think that's going to be a big draw this year.
Yeah, it is.
And
you
so
know how I came up with the concept.
Yes.
Someone asked me,
how did you come up with the concept
of
the Sweet Freak?
Thank you for asking that. Actually, my mother, who I love so dearly, who just had a birthday last month, who turned, I'm going to tell her age, she's 80-something.
Amen.
That's a blessing. She always cooked something sweet for us every Sunday, whether it was cake, pies, cookies. She always cooked something sweet for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I call myself a Sweet Freak.
Okay.
And I love sweets.
Yeah, because the first Thanksgiving I came to your house, it was like 7 cakes.
Yes.
It was
yes.
Cakes like, okay, no, but wait a minute. So in the Sweet Freak competition, is anybody doing a piking?
Not that I know of.
Anybody ever had a piking?
No.
Okay, it is a pie inside a cake.
Oh.
So they make like sweet potato. I passed by one.
A pike
and I passed by it and I kept walking past one. But it was a sweet potato pie and maple cake and an apple pie.
That's really a sweet treat right there.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Inside a chocolate cake with iced. Exactly. It just...
And how does it taste?
I walk right past it.
Okay, because I don't know. That's just too much.
No, ma'am.
Too much.
Okay. But, it was like... But I thought about Sweet Freak because, you know, it was... It was cut open and you could still... You know, you could see the pie. The pie's inside the cake.
Okay.
Like a layer.
I've never...
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it would be something good for a competition. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we'll...
Yeah.
I mean, You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, so... I have to say, I just think it's about baking, because we have a lot of homemakers that, you know, they're home and they're baking, and their cakes are good. And I've experienced cakes with fondant on it, and it looks gorgeous on the inside, but when you cut it on the outside,
but when you
taste it on the inside, it's not good.
Yeah.
So I want to look for people that can really, really bake.
Well, don't you find that most, you know, the great bakers are chefs and are home cooks that don't use, you know, shortening in the icing and, you know, I think it makes all the difference in the world.
It does. It does.
And so will there be several, like, home bakers?
Of course. Of course. We even have one young lady, and she's from Miami Gardens as
Natalie.
Well. And Natalie. She's a young baker. We have Portia, and we have a gentleman, Winston. Great, great, great bakers.
Awesome. Now, are they competing?
I have to say, even I used to bake a lot, too. I mean,
are you
going to
bake?
No, I'm not baking. No, I'm judging.
Oh, did you see that face? How dare you? No.
No, I'm judging. But I want to say my daughter, you know, I stopped baking. After my father passed, I stopped baking. I just have to get back into it. But my daughter started baking at, 1917. She bakes. They fight for her cakes. Homemade cakes.
Are you selling them?
Girl,
She needs to put
them cakes on Instagram.
Yes,
you know, Instagram now has a new thing that's coming out where you can just click on the cake and buy it right off of Instagram. Mm. I'm just saying.
Mm. Yes.
You know, mama needs you to be bringing in them coins.
Yes. For yourself. Yeah.
So, Irie, will you be cooking anything?
No, I'm going to be the moderator and helping to set up the stage for the chef's.
You'll be doing the color commentary.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm also sourcing the helping to source the ingredients for the mystery basket for all the chefs.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes, it should be interesting.
It should be very interesting.
Of course, and that's all I can say.
So in the mystery basket, because when we watch it on television, mm-hmm. you know, they do come up with outrageous things. So, but mm-hmm. is your goal to come up with the most bizarre? You know, ingredients for them to use.
Not necessarily bizarre.
Okay.
But let's go with interesting.
Okay.
That's all that's on my head right now. So when it actually gets sourced and put in a basket.
But right, do you think of them in terms of, okay, the winner will be really good because they'll figure out a way to balance this, or I want to make this as difficult as humanly possible to come up with a good dish with this stuff.
Yes, we are asked a lot of times to come up with crazy things in very short periods of time, and so you got to pull from different resources, you know, inside your head to sort of come up with a dish with something that works based on the ingredients that you're given. You know, so it's just another challenge, another task that I think as the chefs that are competing, you know, they should be able to muster up, you know, everything that they have and, you know, knock it out. So when the judges are sampling, they should
right.
Go,
I'm a hard judge now.
Well, it's going to be Iron Chef. I'm going to be playing. I'm going to be doing my Iron Chef best. It is the Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience brought to you by Councilwoman Lisa Davis, the City of Miami Gardens, and Tootsie's. Roll with it. Rock with it.
Thank you, Tootsie. This is wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
The lunch is great.
And you owe me lunch at Tootsie's.
Yeah, I know.
Don't judge me, people.
We have to get together.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Tootsie.
Lunch at Tootsie's. It's on you.
Yes.
And we'll be back on the other side. Souls to the Polls was amazing. We're talking all the local races coming up in the studio. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to meet the clerk of the courts of Broward County. Coming up after this break, I am Jill Tracy. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk. We'll be right back on Hot 105.
Give a damn, chances are usually not good. To the prince with my hands on a hot hood. Getting jacked by the you know who. One of the black and white, that capacity is two. But not alone with three more brothers from the street brothers. Not wearing my diamonds, never we ain't going out like suckers. They have to take our heads for what we said in the magazine ran out of 100 miles of running.
Vote because it's your right.
Vote because it's your community.
Vote because you have everything to gain and much to lose.
Vote because voting gives you the power to make change.
Election Day is Tuesday, November 8th.
Remember, if you don't vote, don't complain. Your vote is your voice on Election Day. Don't be silent.
Your vote matters.
And use your voice.
A message brought to you by your family.
Hot 105.
Today's R&B and old school.
Right now, in conflict zones, refugee camps, and remote villages around the world, Doctors Without Borders is delivering emergency medical care. With your support, our medical teams respond quickly when conflicts, deadly outbreaks, or natural disasters strike. Doctors Without Borders is funded by individual donors around the world, so our independence and impartiality allow us access to patients in need, in places others often won't go. Doctors Without Borders is dedicated to delivering high-quality medical care in the worst circumstances. Doctors Without Borders is saving a life somewhere right now. Please support us today by visiting doctorswithoutborders.org. You make our work possible.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months, and I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Everyone deserves access to eye care. Unfortunately, some cannot afford comprehensive eye exams that detect and prevent eye disease, disease that can lead to vision loss. The Florida Optometry Eye Health Fund is here to help. The fund promotes access to comprehensive eye care to help the less fortunate reach their full potential. If you know a child in need, urge them to contact Miami Lighthouse. Help them see a clearer future.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council in this station.
Tom Joyner in the morning. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. And everybody knows the song. 105.1.
This is the Flyjack Time.
On Monday, Ken Smuckler and a pre-election report. On Tuesday, with an election morning report and seriously ignorant news with Damon Williams. Get Well Wednesday. Sherry Shepherd Thursday with Sherry and Cedric the Entertainer. And Fun Friday with a live in-studio jam with Anthony, David, and Huggy announces the Bama of the Week. All this and more in the TJMS.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Thank you.
school blackjack, classic vinyl, tough girl is what I had to be. He says, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. Oh, that's when he gave to me. With his gun in his head held high, he told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot. With his right hand on his rifle, he's pouring on the Bible. My daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot.
Join Hot Talk. Call 888-550-9105. And now back to Hot Talk.
And welcome back to Hot Talk. Never miss an episode with the Hot 105 app. You can download it now for Android and iPhone. Next week, the cast of Jonathan Spike's stage play, I Know What I Am and I'm Not What You Call Me. And the sex therapist, Jennifer Smith, is back in the building. Jaheim's new CD, Struggle Love, may romanticize it, but are you letting struggle sex keep you stuck? Literally. We'll discuss that and more next week after midnight. But tonight it is the final 48. And the barbershop is... Listen, okay? It is like, it's a little rowdy in the barbershop tonight.
Dwight asked me about struggle sex and I said, I don't know.
You don't know anything about that struggle sex?
That's just when you
take
the ring and get your freak on, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It's when you start, but then you give Kanye a shrug.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I'm struggling. Man.
Well, you know, of course it came up in the conversation. And so it's, you know, that when you, you know, are trying to make up and when you keep staying with somebody and the only time that you bond is when you have struggle sex.
Oh.
And you keep that person around because you like to fight with them. Right. There you go.
Okay.
But you're blocking your blessings because, you know, that's all you have together. So.
Hey, sometimes the struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
Without struggle, there is no progress.
Okay, there is struggle, there is no progress.
There is no progress. Jennifer, do you see what you have started? As always. But that is next. That's next Sunday on Hot Talk. Then we are now in the final 48, people. I'm just a slightly nervous. Oh, Jesus, the hairs are standing up on my head. So my barbershop crew is here. Senator Oscar Brainin and Senator Dwight Bullard, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. We are good.
You all have been scouring the state. Oscar's been all over the state.
I have.
Dwight, you
I've
are...
I've been all over Dade County.
Dwight is beating them bushes. We are making it happen. Listen, we got a great gift today. From James Coney.
We did.
But now
we got 2 extra hours of early voting
in Lemon City
today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, today we broke a record for our early voting in Dade and Broward.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
4,000 in Dade and similar to Broward. It's over 100,000 in Miami, Dade and Broward, which is a record.
I was there at 7 a.m. and there was a line.
Showing out, man.
Yeah, because the narrative all like week it started Friday. Oh, the black vote is not as strong as it was for Obama.
Everybody voting right now, including us.
A, everybody's voting. B, I thought that was, you know, a false comparison, period. Because honestly, I said it earlier today. That's like saying, you know, well, black women are just not as excited about Adele as they are about Beyonce. It's like, well. Yeah, no, we're not.
That beehive is serious.
The beehive is real.
Shout out to the beehive. They need to vote as well.
But yeah. we love Adele, and we like Adele, but we love the beehive. So, in the studio, where's Big Man Kelly? Where'd he go? Come on back over to the mic.
I'm swinging right
here. Oh, there you are. Hey. So, I have my Broward crew in the building. So, please introduce everybody. You all were out getting souls to the polls today.
Yeah, we have to your right, we have Margaret Brates, who's up for re-election in the city.
Lot of hell.
Commissioner. And this is interesting right here. So we have a couple actually here.
Yes.
I wish we had people watching us right now. We have.
We do. Where am I? I'm somewhere. Oh, here. Let me turn it back on.
We have Howard Foreman, who's the retired.
That you all know very well.
Right. You said you had to deal with some of the court.
Listen, Howard, I have written your name on many a check.
and actually, we actually have his wife, Brenda Foreman.
Brenda C. Foreman,
who is is
D. Brent, I voted for you today.
So she's actually running to take his position, which he's retiring from.
All right, keep it in the family. I love it. So Howard, nice to meet you.
Nice to finally meet you after doing all the business I've done.
You know, I was just over there seeing you last week. But yeah, it's such an interesting job, though. How long have you been clerk of the courts for Broward County?
16 years.
That's amazing. So, how did you become, what job did you do that, you know, you grew up thinking, I want to be clerk of the courts, did you?
I've kind of gone through the chairs. I started out as a city commissioner in Hallandale, then I was a elected Broward County commissioner, then I was in the Florida Senate for 12 years.
All right, represent.
That's right. There's two of my younger colleagues. Broward County, we had a clerk that served, Mr. Lockwood, that served for 23 years, and he passed away, and I declared for his seat, and Jeb Bush was governor at the time, and he appointed a Republican, so I ran against Ed Kennedy, real nice fellow, and I won the election, and I've been there for 16 years.
That's amazing. So what exactly is the clerk? I joke, you know, but I really have, like, anytime you go, and you all know, anybody who lives in Broward, you've written a few checks. To Howard C. Foreman. Right. I have written a few checks to him. So anytime you get a ticket, any kind of citation, anything, you go to court, your civil court, any court.
To make it simple, you know, we have about 1,000 duties. To make it much simpler than that, we're like the business end of the courthouse. We process traffic tickets. People get married at the courthouse. They get divorced at the courthouse. We have a large role in domestic violence, in child support. You name what business has to do with the courthouse, the clerk of the court does it.
Wow. Yeah, it's funny you say that. When I came in the other day on unrelated issue, but and I came in the security yard and said, where are you going? You need to file a restraining order. I was like, okay, no. What? I don't have that issue.
Why
is
that the default?
Right. Why was that the default?
You just had that look.
You know. I was like, okay, yeah, no. Just got to pay some tickets. So Brenda, how did you, was this in your realm of possibilities before you met your lovely husband?
No, it was not.
Mm-hmm.
I was a single mom after my first husband passed away and raising my daughters. It was never a thought. I went to college and tried to get through that, but then when I became a single mom, I had to stop going to college to raise my daughters for them to become whatever they want to become to this day. So I have 3 grown daughters and I have 3 grandchildren.
Awesome.
So I became a realtor and I became a mortgage broker.
Huh.
So when I became a mortgage broker, you have to be a mortgage broker for about at least 1 year before you own your own business.
Right.
So after that first year, I'm a quick learner. I did what I needed to do. I became a mortgage broker owner.
Okay.
Before the market crashed, before it finally crashed, I was a mortgage broker owner for about 5 years. And I'm still a licensed realtor to this day. I like doing business. I like making money.
Right. So, well, the clerk of the courts is the best place to be. It's a whole lot of money.
Yes, but it was never a thought. And when I started working at the clerk's office is how I met Mr. Foreman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And...
Oh, so love in the office does still happen.
It does. But after being there about a year, we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And... it was still never a thought.
Well,
I just wanted to continue to do real estate and do mortgages. And,
right. Keep it moving.
But it was laid upon my heart by the Lord to run for this office. And I will continue to say that to the day that I die, that it was laid upon my heart to run for this office. And when God speaks, I listen.
Amen. So thinking about it from that angle, what... you know, when you think about your civic duties and, you know, most people, when you run for office, you become a public servant. So what attracted you to being clerk of the courts and being, you know, what element of being a public servant that, you know, because most of us, like I said, we only love you mean it, but we only see you when we got to pay tickets. So you're, you know.
By working on the inside, uh-huh. I saw what the employees needed. Because sometimes
okay.
when you're just living loners.
Right.
I'm a walker. I like to walk.
Okay.
And when I had a chance, an opportunity on my break or lunch or whatever, I walked.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hear people talking, the other employees talking, like, oh, my God, I can't get a raise. I can't move up. I can't do this and I can't do that. But I wasn't saying anything. I'm just listening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I got married to Mr. Foreman, I left there and went to ChildNet. So now I'm on the outside
mm-hmm.
looking in. And when I was
gotcha.
Looking in, I was still seeing even more.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point in time, I said, okay. But when it was late on my heart to run, I said, okay. My platform was and always has been the employees. That when I win this seat, I was always positive through the whole entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
That when I win this seat, employees would be the number one switching, changing. Just to make sure that they understand that, hey, you have a leader that's going to be by you, stand with you, and for you. And that is my duty, and it will always be my duty as the clerk of the court.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, because it's rare nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And the city, the beautiful city of Lauderhill, you all are doing it in Lauderhill right now.
Well, we're moving on.
Yes, indeed. The Lauderhill Performing Arts Center is just beautiful. So now tell me about, now you're running for re-election.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an
I have one opponent.
Okay. Now, okay, so you weren't right. You weren't on my ballot.
No, you have to be a resident
yeah,
of
Lauderhill. Yeah, Lauderhill, yeah, and I'm in Pembroke Pines. So how long have you been in public service?
I've been on the commission since 1998.
Wow.
And this is my last time running. I'll be term limited out in 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Lauderhill is progressing. We've come a long way in the city of Lauderhill, and I am proud to say that I'm a part of that movement.
I was going
to
say, yeah, you're really a part of shaping the city of Lauderhill. Mm-hmm. One of my dear friends, I love Shirley Gibson to death, and being able to share her story about, you know, how she started this, you know, with the city of Miami Gardens and being its first mayor. You know, it's something that there's stories that we don't hear a lot about all the time. But Lauderhill is just really kind of growing.
Yes, it is.
On an amazing scale now.
Yes, it is. I mean, and the city of Lauderhill is amazing. We have 42 different languages that are spoken there.
Wow.
We have a population of about, during the season, we have a population of over 70,000 people. For regular, when it's not season time, we have about 67,000, 69,000.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
It is.
So do you have, what is it like the main center of commerce for the city of Lauderhill?
Lauderhill is kind of unique in that we don't have a downtown per se.
Right.
Right now we want to utilize the, the Performing Arts Center
mm-hmm.
to try to create that downtown type of effect.
Feeling right.
Using
yeah.
the Performing Arts Center and the surrounding area as an area of destination.
Yeah, and it seems like most cities kind of do that. You start to, you know, once the center's there, then you start to have restaurants and bars that kind of, you know, come around. So do you have a lot of black-owned businesses in Lauderhill?
Yes, we do. I mean, Lauderhill is majority black, African-American, Caribbean-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
None of the businesses that are there, we don't have any really large business. Most of the businesses in Lauderhill are mom-and-pop type
yeah.
operations.
And so you can dispel the myth that Donald Trump put out there that in the black community you walk up to the door and get shot. Walk into the grocery store.
I'm not telling people who to believe, but if you believe Donald Trump, I can sell you a piece of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Right. Okay. Yeah, a spokesperson for the city and a predominantly black city. Does that offend you when you hear things like that? And does it, you know, does it move you to want to, you know, speak out and say, hey, that's not the truth of all black communities?
It is not. I said in the church this morning, black people are extremely intelligent. That's been proven by Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we voted for Barack Obama 8 years ago, it was, we set a record.
Mm-hmm.
The fight he has had since he's been in office, this is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Margaret Bates, and I approve of this message.
There you go.
The problem he has been having with the House and the Senate is that the same issues that he's bringing up, they came up during the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
But just because he's bringing them up, and he's a person of color, they're against it.
Yeah.
Okay, the Obamacare, as they call it. It's not Obamacare.
I mean, the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah, that's all it is. Go to Boston, Massachusetts. They're the same type of health program
Rocky
there.
Rocky started it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. They're the same type of program. But just because he wanted to bring it forth, they wanted to be against it.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's so funny to me because I thought initially when they labeled it Obamacare, I was like, wait for it. Because, you know, they're trying to tag his name to it to make it be a negative for it. And then they did spin it that way. But anybody who has it, who did not have health insurance before, Halo, raise your hand. You know, it's very happy for, even if the premium goes up, you're talking about people who did not have health insurance.
Premiums are going up.
Right,
all
period.
Of them.
Right.
Any insurance company, they're all going up.
Yeah.
So it's not just Obamacare.
Yeah. And
people just don't read.
Yeah. And it's,
you know, at least somebody
cares.
Oscar. And they say Obamacare. You know, somebody cares.
Right.
You really can't account 20 million people.
Right. 20 million
people. Have health care now. I mean,
they didn't have it, and I'm one of them.
I
would be okay with something like that being associated with my name if I was president.
You know,
I think they did him a favor by calling it Obamacare.
Yeah, but I knew that it would come back around,
that's
and
they
would
what
try
they were trying to do.
Exactly.
That's not what they were trying
exactly.
To.
So you planned your victory party already, man.
I'm planning to what?
I said, have you planned your victory party?
Yeah.
All right. Will you all be doing a party together?
Well, no. I'm in the mall, in the Lauderdale Mall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brenda's down
and I'm
going to
be
South
at Casa Champagne.
So.
Oh, you're going to be... That's up here.
Yeah. In Miramar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? Or is it Brenda Pines?
It's on Pines.
Pines University. Yeah, I passed it the other day. I was like, oh, there it is right there. Awesome.
Great food.
Well, I can really, I've never been there. And I, you know, I can eat pickles straight out of the container.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Okay. Now, I love, you know, my new thing is putting pickles on deviled eggs. Yeah, right? With a little sriracha? I call it a Miami egg. That's a Miami. A little sriracha, a little pickles, you know. And a little stone crab mustard. I'm sorry. Okay, right. Maybe I should do a food. So, Kelly, you did souls to the polls today. Broward showed out today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was amazing just to, you know, I think during this time I have been so motivated by seeing my people come out and vote. I mean, personally, I was glad to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually during this whole process, to be 10 feet away from the president, to be 10 feet away from our future president.
Amen.
And again, to get the calls, being asked to volunteer, being, hey, Kelly, can you come over here? We need your help here. Can the radio station participate in this? Just to keep this word going, it's important for us to vote. I mean, I know we've heard it 100 times. I know we're going to hear it 1,000 times more before we leave this place. I remember my father, who was 70 years old. I remember when he was born during a time when black people couldn't vote.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, for me, it's in my DNA. It's in my blood. Even if it's a local election, the midterm elections, we tend to forget about those. Those are just as important as this presidential election.
Yeah, well, I voted in the primaries, and, you know, I took my soul to the poll today, and I hope that you all will take yours on Tuesday, because early voting is over now.
Yes.
So it's Tuesday is the big day. So are you looking forward to leaving the clerk's office?
Yes, I am. I think I'm going to be my wife's indentured servant.
Okay. Right. You'll be cooking dinner now. So what do you cook?
Very little.
Yeah. What's your specialty?
I like to do all kinds, make all kinds of dishes.
Yeah.
But my wife says I dirty up the kitchen too much, so she forbids me to use it anymore.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to give him some recipes because he's going to be home a little bit more than you are now. She said, no, he won't. Oh, thank you guys so much for coming. Any parting words you want to share with people about Tuesday?
Just get out and vote.
I would just like to make sure that all of us get out and vote.
Yeah.
People died so that we would have the right to vote. A lot of us claim that we love Dr. Martin Luther King. Well, part of his dream was to make life better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you taking advantage of that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you really loved him, love him, you'd get out there and vote.
Get out there.
Keep his legacy going.
Get out there. And Obama's and your own people. Coming up on the other side at midnight, live and local, we'll be talking to Oscar Brand about what to watch for in the elections in Dade County. And also, what is the world going to look like on November the 9th? And does this election signal the end of the two-party system? I've got reps from the Green Party, and they're coming up right after the break. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
We'll be right back
on Hot 105.
On November 11th, Manager Mike Production and Faces Events present A Night of Comedy for Our Veterans. Come out and experience a night of laughter with your host, comedian Spunky Robinson.
You like, well, Spunky, tell me about yourself. Say, well, food stamps just gave me an extension. Hallelujah.
Also, comedian Sean Larkin.
I was in the military. Do we have any former military in the house tonight? I got out and I moved back home with my mama. That lasted about 2 weeks. My mother caught me making a sandwich with her lunch meat and went off.
And comedian Nick Lewis.
I was scared of the police. They gonna pull me over in Interstate 95 and say I bought some gas and didn't pay for the gas. I say, well, I seen a moving in the bushes.
I promise you, you don't want to miss this show. All veterans with proper ID will have their names entered in a special prize drawing. We're calling out all Miami, Gould, Naranja, Richmond Heights, Florida City, Perrine, Homestead. The place to be on November 11th is at Faces. For tickets and information, call 305-484-5427 or log on to facesevents.com.
This holiday season, light the way to refreshment with 2-liter bottles of Sprite and Coca-Cola at Sam's Club. And now you can bring home even more great tidings when you create a custom, one-of-a-kind holiday card at samsclub.com/photo or stop by the Photo Center today for exclusive Coca-Cola holiday card designs. Refresh your holiday spirit all season long by spreading more cheer and great savings only at Sam's Club.
Yo, this is Jagged Edge.
You're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105, a Cox Media Group station.
Yeah.
You've got a business plan, weekend plans, and now you've gone from cell phone plans to data plans. But do you have a car accident plan? Car accidents happen. What you plan to do next can make all the difference. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN knows about car accidents. It's what they do. Call 1-800-411-PAIN 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from home, hospital, or the accident scene. Call 1-800-411-PAIN and let them put you in touch with a qualified attorney who can explain to you how much money you may be entitled to depending on the facts of your accident. Plan now. program 1-800-411-PAIN into your phone under accident. Car accident? Remember, after 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Park without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the 4th from 29th District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hot 105.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
And we are back. And yes, you know, Gil Scott, I think the revolution will be televised. 888-550-9105. I'm sorry, I haven't given out the number the whole show, but, you know, it is the final 48. So we are, you know, moving and shaking in the studio tonight. But we do invite you to call and share your thoughts on this year's election. Now, listen, Arnisha, where did she go? Arnisha Randolph was on her way out the door, and she was like, can I just, I didn't get a chance to share about my chefs. Come on over here, babe. Okay, so now, right, so now tell me, now you are doing, you're responsible for all the chefs.
Yes, Jill. I am responsible for the vendors. So I'm the co-producer and culinary consultant for the Miami